Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Butt Plugs,
the Duke of Dongs.
His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right.
That's right. It's time to play a little game we like to call the Adult Toy Price is Right. Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize.
And now here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare.
Mm-hmm. All right, then. Let's talk to Seth first. Seth, welcome to the show. What's your story, brother?
I am 25. I am in a relationship, and I've got a bunch of toys.
All right. All right. How long have you been in this relationship?
It's going on about 3 months.
3 months. So this one's fresh. Now, normally you have to replace all the toys. I mean, it's okay if she has them when you get in there, but you can't bring any of the older ones in.
Well, I've actually got pretty much most of them since we've been together.
Wow. How many have you bought in 90 days of being from never having sex to being today?
About six.
Wow, you guys got weird fast.
One of them is actually handmade myself.
Huh?
Now, there's a signal to send. Honey, if it all goes bad, Daddy knows how to make a green dildo.
You DIY'd your dildo?
Oh, it's actually a paddle.
Dildo it yourself. You mm-hmm. You went down to the wood shop, made your own paddle?
Yeah.
Did you?
All the ones that you buy, they're too small and they're more like novelty items.
Did you did you drill holes in it like the old style?
I didn't go all the way through because it would have took away the wood engraving that I did on the other side.
What does it say on the other side?
On the other side, I put Daddy's Girl in cursive.
If you smack her in the ass, does it come out Daddy's Girl?
If you smack them hard enough, yeah.
Nice.
I would do that.
He took shop class so seriously.
I applaud him for it. By the way, that's a really good idea. If you think about the fact you could give someone a smack and it would make it red. Daddy's
I'm writing girl. This one down.
Yeah.
Custom.
So,
personalized.
I was going to say, I can make them. Case of beer and I'll make somebody one.
Yeah. Buddy, this is your COVID side gig.
I'm telling you, man. You have to make it so it is a small enough space that it would fit on a girl's ass and be like, psh. And just I don't know how you'd have to.
It says Seth.
Well, she's got pretty wide hips, so the one that I made is actually like with the handle and everything. It's like 2.5 foot long.
No. I don't want to beat someone to death.
It's a Bodor. This isn't a Bodor.
Yeah, no. It's like Daisy Confused. He's like, you're gonna get it.
I made it out of pine, so it's actually pretty lightweight. So
you thought this through.
Oh yeah.
Yep. I just think you should make smaller ones, like ping pong paddle size, that have a name in them that you could go, psh. So, like, it would just be like, I smacked my own name into her ass.
Nick's
I'm like,
bitch.
It just says Johnny, psh, Johnny, like.
Oh, yeah, I want Nikki on the back and Mike.
Yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
The limit is your own creativity.
Yeah, I think they're
good
all fantastic,
job,
man. I think for romantic people, you can make the heart with your initials.
Exactly.
Buddy, I'm not kidding. Valentine's Day in right? 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Get to churning.
All right. All right, listen, you're going to play. That's Seth. I got to get Mike on. Mike, welcome to the show. What's your story?
Michael, 43, married 6 years. I don't have anything.
really, besides my hand, just my wife's got a few toys.
You have already gone dead.
God bless
life,
you.
Life is that the life is drained from you, my friend. Mike, what's happened?
Oh, man, it's not drained. It's still good to go.
You're lying, Mike.
No, sir.
You see, you sounded like this. Been married for 6 years.
Picked up a couple new toys last week.
Yeah, all right. Well, just, so just you don't seem very enthused about life, about sex, about your wife, about what you have.
Phone call, probably.
Okay. All right. I, Seth, Mike, hold on. I got to get Justin on. Justin, welcome to the show. What's your story?
I'm Justin. I'm 39. I'm single. I've got a Chinese knockoff fleshlight. I'm not an engineer, but right? It doesn't fit right.
Why couldn't you just buy a real fleshlight, man?
I got a better deal on eBay.
Yeah, and what happened? What happened? You got a bent uterus in there, didn't you?
It's fancy. I mean, it moans and yells at you, and it vibrates. It does all kinds of fancy stuff, but yeah. It don't fit.
Well, listen, I'm here to help because all of our stuff is incredibly high quality. So Justin, Mike, Seth, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid. In case of a three-way overbid, fellas, the closest one will take it home.
For the fellas, our item up for bid today is the Little Virgin Torso Lubricated Stroker from Hot Products.
Little Virgin, you won't have to beg, Little Virgin. No head, arms, or legs, Little Virgin.
Cause with no head, she can't say no.
This rubber torso's just for you. A place for you to shoot your goo. Creepy.
I can't afford you.
I'm not a hooker.
Oh, then I really can't afford you.
Fellas, when you're ready for some action, anytime, anywhere, this skintastic little virgin torso masturbator is ready to take you on. You'll think you're getting the real thing, because she's ready to play while you pound away. Plus, as an added bonus, the inner cherry lubricant adds even more to the pleasure the first time you use it.
That's right.
As if banging a headless, legless, armless torso called the little virgin wasn't weird enough, the people at Hot Products up the creepy quotient
by adding cherry lubricant,
which isn't watch listy at all.
Pedo!
What?
Pedo!
I'm not a pedo, and if I was, you'd be safe, you tubby little ginger cunt.
Little virgin, you know she can't be beat. Little virgin, a place to stuff your meat. Little virgin, yes, she can be all yours tonight, but only if the price is right.
It's the Little Virgin Torso Lubricated Stoker from Hot Products. It can be yours, fellas, if the price is right.
Oh. First of all, even I, Greg, there are moments of some of your work that I go, did I just hear that on the radio?
Yeah.
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 Wonderful.
Thank really. You.
I loved it.
Thank you, Gervais.
This is, by the way, I thought things were going to get less creepy when Greg started getting the toys.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No. Dude.
He's got an eye.
That's leftover from tea.
Okay. All right. Sure. This is the little virgin torso loop. First of all, never the word little. Like, that's not going to work out. Yeah. And granted, maybe it's a midget.
Yeah.
Because it's got boobs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's adult-esque.
It does. It's a figurine, this. We're going to call that.
whatever the vagina part. Wait, do you have to fill this, or is it just already in there?
I believe it's already in there.
In there.
It's already pressed.
By the way, easy cleanup with warm water. The inner cherry lubricant adds in. I can't do it. And I'm not gonna test it. No, it stays in the package.
Cherry lubricant.
Because
she still has it.
All right, you know what I don't want?
It looks like it's crying. That's a horrible picture on the outside.
It is. That vagina is crying. That's right.
You know that little drop.
Yeah, that little drop of cherry lubricant looks like a sad tear.
Once I had it, now it's, I don't. You see my cherry, mister?
Ah. It's so bad. So,
you see my cherry?
Listen, so, you see
my cherry, mister?
You see my cherry? You what?
Damn it.
Trying to find it with your tongue.
Myself.
You can do whatever and tell me. All right, listen.
Okay. Let me see that thing.
You want to see it here?
I do, kind of.
It's got some weight to it, right?
Yeah, she does have some weight.
By the way, let me check it because I don't want Mike to be upset. This
soft
designed in the USA.
Oh, she's got both. I didn't realize she had both.
This isn't no China-giner.
Yeah. She's got both winking
this
at you.
This is not a China Gina. All right. Let's do some work here then. Hey, Seth.
Yeah.
What would you pay for such an item?
$20.
$20. All right. This is not a China Gina, Mike.
Okay. Let's go with $57.95.
Justin?
$58. I need some USA-made equipment.
And the actual manufacturer suggested retail price?
$37.99.
Ooh, DIY. Seth. Seth.
Yeah.
It's yours.
Yay.
Yay. Yay. Little Virgin yours with real cherry lubricant. Yay.
Wow. I mean, unless...
You could really F a kid up, like about a 14-year-old boy. You're like, hey, here, kid. And he'd be like, ah!
This is how the world works.
Yeah, this is... Yeah, you know that health
Show
class?
Show you on the doll.
They were liars. Yeah. Well, here you go. Seth, is this something you were looking for?
Yes.
Okay. Seth, you hold on then. Listen, Mike, Justin, I'm sorry that it didn't work out for you, but let me give you something as a consolation prize. Would you like to go Seven Dust or SmackDown or Dirty Honey?
You got any Jim Jeffries?
I do not have those yet.
Corn?
Mike will take Seven Dust.
Mike, Seven Dust for you. Justin, I got Slash, Dirty Honey, SmackDown, Seven Dust.
Let's do Dirty Honey.
Dirty Honey it is. You stay right there. Hold on. Don't go anywhere, guys. I thought they were all very interesting.
I liked each of them.
Justin was, of course, his I Feel Bad About Your China
fleshlight. Didn't fit right.
It don't fit. I ain't an engineer, but it don't fit right. Maybe you're the one that's been a little one way or another, son. We always blame them, right? What's the first thing? Like, maybe I don't have a small penis. Maybe you have a large vagina.
Yeah, not so fantastic caverns. Sorry.
Goddamn. Goddamn.
All right, talking
this, like.
Talking caves this week.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
She is on it today.
Hey, listen. Let's get to the ladies. Let me find Miss Chris, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. What's your story?
Well, my name is Chris. I'm 54. I'm a widow, and I've had a man friend for 3 years. I have two vibrators.
Uh-huh. First of all, I'm sorry.
Two dildos, and my dog chewed my vibrating butt.
Oh, let me just try to get through all this real quick. I'm sorry about your husband. I'm glad you have a man friend. That, by the way, makes you sound like you're 142 years old.
No, and, he's not a boy.
I got you. And your dog ate your butt plug.
Well, my daughter's dog.
I'm sorry?
My daughter's dog.
Oh.
Even worse.
Who had to explain that to who?
Someone might want to use a little more soap and water.
She's the one that found it.
Oh, what'd you tell her it was?
I didn't.
At 54, she's old enough to know, isn't she?
Yeah, oh, yeah, she's very, yep.
She's like, oh, I had one like this, Mommy.
Well, she's like, by the way, blank found this toy, and I put it on your dresser.
Hold on, hold on. By the way, did you just cover up the dog's name for personal reasons?
I get it. It might be a unique
name. Is it so terrible to be on this show that you just covered an animal's name?
Do you need name changer, voice changer? Nah.
I'm like, did you just cover up, you know, Skippy? Okay.
Yes, I had to cover up her name.
All right. She's a lady. Listen, you're going to play. You're going to play, and I hope you play well. I hope you do well.
Well, thank you.
All right. Chris, you stand there. I got to get Ann on. Ann, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi. What's your story?
Hi, my name is Anne. I'm 29, single, and I've got some vibrators. I got a butt plug. That's about it.
Yep. You ever had a dog eat your butt plug?
No. They've eaten my clothes, but never my toys.
Mm-hmm. Also, here's another thing you got to watch out for. I had this happen to me. You can't put silicone and TPE together.
Yeah.
There's some kind of weird chemical reaction. They'll melt together.
Yeah, it's something
like,
else.
Yeah, you pull it out and you're like, oh. By the way, I'm like, horrible. I think we can work. And she's like, no, we can't. I'm like, all right, fine. I was just in the mood, you know, just revved up. I just was trying to work with it. I was trying to like make it happen. I was like, oh. All right, so just so you know, Anne, because you're 29, you probably haven't melted any of your dildos together yet.
No, not at all.
All right. Now, you say you're single, Anne. Why are you single?
I don't know.
Listen, you got...
It's better to be, you know, you can travel, you can, you know, do what you want with work, you can...
Oh, so it's by choice?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I was asking. I don't know. Listen, I'm a fan.
I can go to concerts by myself. I don't have to wait around on anybody. It's pretty great.
Sure. If I was a girl, I would have a separate room. The way dudes have, like, gun rooms, like, safe rooms, like bullets and whatever, money and whatever they do. You know, I would have a room. I'll be honest with you. If I was a girl, I'd have a hand removed and have, like, an attachment you could just put on.
I always thought it was normal. My family's always, my grandfather and my grandmother and my mom and my dad and everybody, they've always had separate rooms. I thought that was normal. Apparently, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, I'm honestly, like, if I was a girl, I would be a masturbating fool. Like, every day. Every day. Well, not like it's not like that now, but, you know. But
so
you know
your hair
what I mean.
Would be shorter? Would the difference be?
Well, you'd have a lot cooler stuff.
Well, and people would look at you in a different way, and probably in a better way.
I'm a creep now. Like, I'm a creep.
Your guy.
Yeah, I'm a dude jerking off. So, if you're a girl and
you say, someone hey. Walks
out, like, if I walk in on my girlfriend, please let that happen today.
Hey, what are you doing this afternoon?
You'd be like, oh, no, no, that's awesome. No, no. Do no way she'd be embarrassed. Let me get to work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever. Mm-hmm. If she were to walk into me, she would immediately, it would be the same thing as if she walked in and I was wiping my ass. She'd be like, I'm sorry, shut the door. Everybody's embarrassed. Uh-huh. Like, you knew it happened,
awkward.
But you never wanted to see it.
Right.
It's that kind of a thing. Yeah. No, wildly different worlds we live in, young lady. All right.
Just a bit.
All right. Chris is going to play. Anne's going to play. She's only 29. Roxy is on. Roxy, welcome to the show.
Hi. My name's Roxy. I'm 28. I am in a long-distance relationship, and I have a few toys.
Now, where does he live or she live?
In Cleveland.
Cleveland. First of all, Cleveland. Goddamn.
I know, I just visited, and it was kind of weird.
It's Cleveland. You don't want to go to Cleveland's Cleveland, man. You need to stay away from Cleveland.
Who goes to Cleveland, right?
Right. So you're 28 years old. How long has this thing been going on, and how did you meet somebody in Cleveland?
We've been, you know, connected online for a while, but we just started talking, and then I went and visited.
You're 28 years old. You couldn't find any penis you liked here?
Oh, yeah, I've already, you know, I don't like anybody here.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. All right.
Go long distance.
I'm mad at you. Listen, I think the idea of long distance relationship sounds cool. I'm like, so I'm going to see you when and not till then? That sounds okay.
Right. Every couple months, every month, something like that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So, and what do you got for toys at home?
Just, you know, some vibrating stuff. Nothing too extravagant. No butt stuff.
See? Well, that's why not? You don't like butt stuff?
I just haven't acquired any yet.
All right, listen, dump this guy. He should have already, first out of the gate, he should have loaded up at the Amazon, the delivery system. On your front porch every day would be a new toy for you to use and send me a video of.
Oh, my God. That would be nice, though, now that I think about it.
Listen, am I the only one doing the big thinking here?
Like, feels like it.
This dude is as gay as the day is long.
Oh, no.
Yes, yet.
This is Long John Silver. It's new. It's only like a couple months.
Just because it's a long penis doesn't mean it's for you. You understand?
Oh, no, it's good. It's worth,
all right.
It's worth the long distance.
I'm just saying, how does a guy not know that to do that?
Well, he knows I have my own things. Already.
All right. Okay, listen, I'm not trying to get in between you two. I was just trying to give you a heads up. Nick, do you feel anything weird about this?
Nope. She seems to be navigating just fine.
Okay. All right. Then,
fly,
ladies.
Bird, fly. You got it.
Roxy, you're going to play Ann. You're going to play Chris. You're going to play the closest to the actual manufacturer suggested retail price without going over. We'll receive the item up for bid, Liz.
For the ladies, our item up for bid today is the Dr. Skin Glide. 7-inch self-lubricating dildo with balls from Blush. Doctor, doctor, I got the news. This is a 7-inch dong to shove up in you.
Doctor?
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 Doctor.
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 And doctor.
Ladies, the doctor is in. Literally. The Doctor Skin Glide is a self-lubricating dildo. Just add a little water and you have a realistic dildo lover's dream come true. It's 7 inches long. Nearly 2 inches wide. Has realistic balls. A suction cup base. And is harness compatible. But I will say this. In a world now where every dildo is so famous, this thing's smooth texture makes it look kind of like a Muppet.
It's time to turn the lights down. Light a candle with a match. Lay back and put his dildo right up in your baby hat.
Brought to you by the letter D for dildo.
And somewhere some nerd is screaming,
"You're crossing your Muppet stream!"
Worst episode ever.
It's the Dr. Skin Glide 7-inch self-lubricating dildo with balls. And it can be yours, ladies,
if the price is right.
You're crossing your Muppet streams.
I have already given it the drop test to check the suction up here.
Mm-hmm.
So, not bad.
Nice.
So, not bad.
You know what?
I don't know what kind of vibe. I'd be a little concerned if I were a female that is there something impregnated into this? You add water and it becomes slick? Like, is there a chemical?
Can I feel it?
Yeah. It says, here.
It doesn't feel funky.
Yeah, it says add a little water and you have a realistic dildo. It's a Dr. Skin Glide. It's a self-lubricating dildo. You got water over there.
Okay.
It's a little water.
Nobody cares.
You're the one doing it, not us. Just want to see what...
Just the tip.
Yep. Anything?
You know what? Feel the tip.
Yeah.
It really is not... Did it feel it?
Yeah.
It really makes a difference.
Stop making us feel the
that
tip.
That was instant.
Stop making us feel the tip.
I don't think you got it.
I don't want to feel the tip anymore.
With feeling.
No, because it's pointed the wrong way.
Okay, fine.
I'd be more comfortable if it was pointing away, but now it's pointing at me. Now it's like, starting to feel real awkward.
It really does make a difference. I'm going to pass that back to you.
There you go. We're going to dry that off, put it back in the bag. Yeah. All right, then, ladies, it does work. Chris, what would you pay for such an item?
$39.95.
Chris. The widow with a man friend. How old? You say 39?
Did you say high ticket item?
Nope.
No, you said $39.95. Is that what you said?
Yes.
$39.95. And?
Let's do $68.99.
You're the selfish one. She's like, you do me and then I'll owe you one. All right, and then Roxy.
I'm going to lowball. I'm going to go like 25.
And the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price,
$34.99.
How about you?
Roxy, going to get it in the bum bum. There you go. Hey, Roxy. Roxy, it's a self-lubricating dildo you can surprise your long-distance Cleveland lover with.
Heck yeah. I'm so excited.
Just add water.
Mm-hmm. And so, by the way, this guy, you're not going to move to Cleveland for this guy, are you?
No, I ideally just want to move away from here.
Why don't you like here? You don't like Kansas City?
Oh, I do. I love Kansas City. I mean, I've been in Independence
That's No. Well, independence. You know, maybe just come on in a little closer.
You served your time. You're all right.
Kansas side has done me nothing good.
And listen,
gets me in trouble.
All right. Well, listen. This is a very interesting dildo that lubes up when you get it wet. So, you good? Can you spit a bit?
Got you. I will.
So dirty. Jesus, there's going to be a video. This poor guy in Cleveland's going to be like, and then she spit on it.
She said she had to.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's that'll get will you right out of my mouth, will you? All right. That, Roxy, all yours. And, Chris, I'm going to find something for you, some tickets for you, something to make you happy. I want you to be happy, ladies. All right, Chris?
Yep.
All right, and?
Yep.
All right, you stay right there. All right, Roxy, enjoy that. Of course, our friends at Moonlight Adult Boutique. Don't forget KCK, KC Mo. That place is open.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized butt-plus what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small child, send her to Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique. Proud sponsor of the Adult
Prices Right.
With two locations to serve your every naughty need.
Find them online at moonlightadultboutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.